Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report from Roseanne Cox, date of birth 10-7-1973, date of procedure April 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Brendan Soar. Procedure performed esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is atypical chest pain, comma, GERD, comma, history of gastric polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, constipation. Description, procedure, and form, consultant's pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, it was all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in a flatter position, sedated for anesthesia service, and moderate anesthesia care. While lubricated, lymphocytic gastrocope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex, using the cardio aerosexual from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam is normal, while the repeatable lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced in the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, same with colon in the rectum period, or retroflex used to stain in the rectum period, Boston valve, which was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, overall good prep. The patient tells the procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z-line is mildly irregular at 35 centimeters from the bivacuum. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants. For further evaluation to rule out Barrett's esophagus, as there was one tongue of salmon colon mucosa that extended approximately more than 10 millimeters. Next line, there was evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained throughout for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, the patient had intact Roux-en-Y gastric bypass anatomy. The anastomosis appeared patent. The remnant stomach was 7 centimeters in length. Next line, small bowel biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was evidence of 2 gastric body polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. At colonoscopy, next time, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there were 3 sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyps from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, Boston bowel prep score was greater than 7,2-2, comma, good prep. Next time, there was an extremely tortuous and spastic, as well as redundant colon that did have a significant amount of looping with the pediatric colonoscope. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side that did narrow the lumen. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Please go back to the description of the procedure. In the portion where it says a well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope, please change to the following. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the distalmost extent with the scope hub of the small intestine period. Careful examination made of the small intestine limb, comma, gastric anastomosis, comma, gastric remnant, comma, G junction, and esophagus period. And then a retroflex used obtained of the cardia period, aerosection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The rest is the same. Please go to plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line. patients is found to have Barrett's esophagus, we'll treat with PPI daily and repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were explained, as well as avoidance of NSAIDs were encouraged. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed, as well as Miralax half capsule to 1 capsule daily, given the constipation. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.